Hello, good evening. My name is Stanley, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential, ma'am. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
No? Thank you. And let's take a look. It's just a couple of questions about, you know, the way things are going in your town. You said no. Okay. Okay, so as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the next primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not likely to vote. Not likely to vote at all. I'm not registered to vote.
I'm registered to vote, and I think I got to figure out who I got to vote for, because it's
So you'll be voting.
I'm going to vote. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Okay. So next, moving along, with which political party are you registered?
I'm a registered Democrat. But I want to switch that because they've just gotten too crazy for me. I'm switching. I'm not a Democrat at heart.
I do.
And
okay, you want me to change that?
Yeah,
okay.
You can change.
So there's also no party affiliation. And
yeah,
because
okay,
no party.
I'm totally changing it. Yeah, swear to God, I was going to vote for Trump, but now I'm going to go Green Party. I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. Anybody who's against the whole
Jill Stein.
Yeah. Anybody who's, you know, anybody
all the big
pro, yeah, I think so. I loved Trump for a long time, and Biden I just can't stand. And now I'm like, you know, we are paying. I had some work done today at the hospital, and you know what? I'm paying for Israel's health insurance. They don't pay anything, but I'm paying for their health insurance. I'm not cool with that. And they're having, you know, I'm Palestinian, and they've put my people under a brutal occupation for years, which nobody's done anything about. October the 7th just sort of inspired them to do something about it. You probably just
you know, I just sympathize with the people in Gaza. It's terrible what's going on down there.
Absolutely. No, it's just horrific. It's inhumane.
It's heartbreaking.
It's
heartbreaking. I see it every day.
Yeah.
On the news.
Brutal occupation and then apartheid and a genocide. I thought America was the good guys. You know what I mean? I thought America would never stand for that kind of thing. We're supposed to be the good guys. We're the guys that stop the bully from being an asshole. I mean, right? And that's not happening.
It breaks my heart. I see those images of the little kids and everything. Yeah, and people fighting against food.
And believe me when I tell you, I'm half Middle Eastern. They're not animals. They are the most amazing people you've ever met in your life.
Right, well,
my grandfather.
A lot of people don't ever meet people and have their own opinions. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody's a human being, so everybody has a heart and, you know, has emotions just like everyone else. Doesn't matter where you're from.
Exactly.
Would you consider, what would be your main racial background?
I'm white.
White, okay, white, Caucasian. Thank you. Your age, I don't need to know the specific age. I'm just going to go through some brackets with you, and you tell me where you fall in. 36 through 45, 46 through 55, 56 through 65, 66 through 75. Okay, thank you.
You just missed it,
66-75, correct?
No, the one previous.
Okay.
55-65.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. So generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Well, not totally wrong track. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who are we voting for? What's this upcoming election? Governor?
Well, it's going to be your county, like your mayor, commissioners, county commission, things like that.
And what's the date to vote for that?
I believe it said August 20th, I believe it said.
August the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I'm not in town, can I vote by mail?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask your local. See, that we're doing the survey, we're in a neutral position, so they don't get the company doesn't get people from that area, because then, you know, if you do, then you get people swaying things in whatever direction their interest might be. So we kind of, they like having people that don't live in the county.
Uh-huh.
Just so we don't, you know, so no one manipulates the survey.
You're taking a poll. The polls say this.
Yes,
right?
I'm taking a poll. Right, correct.
Okay. Right. So I'm not gonna belabor the point. All right. So just ask me questions. I'll be a good girl. I'll behave. I'll answer them very quickly.
Okay. So what do you think about? Thank you. I appreciate that, ma'am. I really do. So what do you think? Are we? Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Okay, thank you. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I'll start with corruption in local government, followed by inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, followed by housing and property insurance costs. Next, we have quality of life, growth, and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion. Next, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, followed by crime and neighborhood safety.
I would say crime and safety is for sure. Mm-hmm. What was the other one you said? Can I say more than one? Or do I have to pick just
you
one?
Can't. Well, which one would be at the top of your list? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're only letting you choose one.
Okay. Okay, what name a few previous ones? Or what was the one you said?
Okay. Corruption and local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas.
That housing, one, I like that.
The inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas?
For sure, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Okay,
tell me about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell me about it. It's not, and that's not just a story.
We could go on and on. And not exactly.
Yeah,
not
we can. Story. Believe me, I... Great conversation.
Yeah, I'm behaving. Go ahead.
I like your spunk though. You know, it's something that you don't see much nowadays of females strong, the fish strong female anymore. It's hard. It's rare now. Okay. So although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? The choices are definitely vote for Democrat, probably Democrat, lean slightly towards Democrat, and then definitely Republican, probably vote Republican, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Well, for me, the lesser of two evils, I would pick the Republican right now.
Okay.
For some reason.
And so you lean slightly leaning towards.
Yeah. Okay. It does. The Green Party's not a part in that, and that they're not in there this time.
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't in there. I didn't see that. Let me take a look.
What?
Let me go back. Miami-Dade Commissioner between Democratic candidate and Republican candidate. Yeah. But that's for the commission. That's for the county commission. I don't know if they have a Green Party candidate for the commission.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So then I'm just to answer the question, I'm going to say Republican.
Okay. Let's see. So we'll say Republican. But you said lean slightly, right?
Yeah, I would definitely vote Republican.
Oh, definitely. Okay. That makes a big difference.
Not even leaning slightly.
Okay.
I can't stand by it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you can also indicate that to me as well. So we'll start with Mr. Fabian Basby. Basby. Do you
know
who that is? Okay.
Uh-uh.
And we could Rosie Cordero Stutz.
Rosie Cordero. Not a clue. I don't know who these people are.
Okay. Joe Sanchez.
Not a clue. How about Jill
Steinman?
You'll come
across. There'll be some.
how about Jennifer Perlman? Or is that her name? I'd vote for her.
Okay. Have you heard of Alfonso Leon? They call him Alfie.
No.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I know who he is.
Mm-hmm. And so the question was favorable or unfavorable. You could also have the choice of somewhat for both. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I'll say somewhat favorable.
Okay. Somewhat favorable. Thank you. Francis Suarez. Have you heard of that person?
No.
Okay.
See, that's a problem.
About,
I should know these people.
These are people that are in the you know, local politics. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Is he Republican or Democrat?
It doesn't say. It just says their names.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Like, don't you think that they should say if it's what party they're affiliated with?
The interesting feedback there. I could throw it in a feedback box. Thanks for that.
Yeah. They never specify what their thing is. And quite frankly, you know what would really sway me? Who's in favor of sending funds to Israel? And if they are in favor of sending funds to Israel, I'm not voting for them. If I could find that information out, that would be my deciding factor, really.
That you probably can. I mean, most of the people that are involved in politics, the type of things that they support are somewhere around there, around in the news or in the papers.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's somewhere documented.
Yeah.
Do you know who Joe Carolla is? Uh huh.
Not a clue.
Go ahead, man.
I mean, like, seriously,
okay.
Not a clue.
Okay, Daniela Lavina Cava.
Not a clue.
Okay. How about Miguel Solomon?
Miguel Solomon. Not a clue.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Hate his guts.
Okay. So it would be a very unfavorable, sounds like very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
Unfavorable for him. I don't like him. Yeah.
Is it a very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. Have you heard of Vicky Lopez?
Not really.
Okay. What about Maria Elvira Salazar?
The name sounds really familiar, but what she stands for, I have not a clue.
Right.
She sounded like a sexy woman. I think I've seen commercials. She seemed like a good lady. Would you vote for
her? I can't make an opinion. I get
probably
fired for that.
Yeah, you can. Okay, you vote for it. I'll vote for it. I don't know.
I wish I could, because we'd have a full conversation.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
I need to educate myself on these people, honestly.
Mm-hmm. How about Carlos Jimenez?
I don't know.
Okay. What about this one? Eileen Higgins.
Not a clue.
Okay. I think Eileen Higgins. Well, we'll get to it out. You'll see who they are right now. Okay. So now I'm just going to ask you about the primary election for Miami-Dade County. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eileen Higgins or Joe Carollo?
I have no idea. I mean, if I were standing in front of the ballot thingy, it's one of those eeny, meeny, miny, moe. That's what I would do. Right?
I mean, okay. Yeah, well,
yeah.
If it comes to that point.
Yeah.
Or like you said, also about maybe if it would say what party they're from, right? Okay, so we'll leave that as
that
undecided.
Yeah, that would be helpful. I need to do
right.
some research.
Yeah, so these are another two between for a commission also, and it's between Elaine Higgins and Miguel Solomon. You also, I believe that you weren't familiar with them, so would it be fair to put undecided? Or do you want to choose one?
Who am I picking between?
Elaine Higgins or Miguel Solomon?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll say,
okay.
I'll say Higgins.
Higgins, okay. I think that's the current commissioner, mayor, or something like that around there. So, and if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And it's also between Elaine Higgins and Alfonso Alfie León.
Let's say Higgins, because you know what? She sounds Irish, and that means the Irish people are really upset about the Palestinian-Israeli thing.
Right. So this is Elaine Higgins is a...
Any idea. And that's the only reason why, because her name, she sounds Irish. Like, yeah, the Irish people are really battling hard for the Palestinians. I'll pick her. Not that I know. It could be the other way around. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is do you approve? So this is where you know, they tell you basically who Miss Elaine Higgins is. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Elaine Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? So she's the county commissioner. How do you feel about the job she's doing? Mm-hmm. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. That's okay. That's an answer. That's a valid answer. Okay, so now we're going to give you a couple statements about Elaine Higgins. Please indicate if this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Elaine Higgins in the upcoming elections for the county commission. If it makes no difference to you, you can indicate that to me as well, and I'll go ahead and jot that down. So this is the first statement. It's during these challenging times, Elaine Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. How does that make you feel towards voting towards her? Would it make you much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for her, or would it make no difference to you?
What did she do? What did she do again?
It says during the Elaine Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Well, I'll take that. That's good. I sell real estate. That's cool.
Okay. Okay. So somewhat or more?
More likely. Yeah. More likely. That
okay.
sounds good. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Elaine Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for a rail project that were never completed. And Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. How does that make you feel about voting for her?
That sounds good.
Okay, so let's move on. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Elaine Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer fund compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. How does that make you feel about voting for her?
She's doubling taxes?
It says here she doubled her benefits. I believe it's like pay or... taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits. So she doubled, it says, Elaine Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer fund compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
Well, that sounds good then, right?
I can't say yes or no, but it says, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Elaine Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
So she wants to give the poor people money, right?
Well, it says it's still while so many are struggling to make ends meet, I think that she did something. Or this actually doubles her taxpayer fund compensation. I don't know what a double or a tax fund compensation and benefits are. I don't know how that works. That's like, I don't know where that money goes to her. Or to
I know.
The county. I don't know.
Some of these questions, you have to wrap your brain around it. And if you misunderstand it, then you completely vote for something you didn't want. It's very challenging to vote. Like, it's almost like they should give lessons on what does this mean? This means
maybe they should incorporate into our, the school when we're in school.
For sure. Like, you know what would be nice is for somebody to just go over the entire ballot, and when it comes to questions like this, actually explain what it means you're voting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll make it a little simpler for people.
Sometimes it's very confusing, honestly.
Right.
And I
a lot of times because of legalities and things like that, so they got to throw in all these words, you know?
Right? Yeah, that legal jargon can be challenging for the average guy.
Right, exactly. So it could be, you also have an option for no difference, or you just don't know. You can also put that. I just don't know. So I got just a couple more and we'll be done. So Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to our neighborhood. So the question is, does that make you more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. You're not the only one that's answered that, believe me. So.
It's a double-edged sword, that topic. It's really a double-edged sword. For me.
Right. But if you really don't know, then that's what that's the best thing to put. And if that best describes your opinion, then that's what we need to do. Thank you. So let's move on. We have two left. Elaine Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received a F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. How does that make you feel about voting for Ms. Higgins?
Oh, that's terrible. She sounds like a terrible person, right? Less likely.
Okay, right? Somewhat or much less.
The way they're phrasing it, right? So it sounds like I'm trying to be swayed against her. Yes, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's your. However, you want to, it's your opinion. So if you can, however you want to go about it, however you feel, that's what I'm going to take down. And sure, I mean, the statements are there for you to decide how you feel about them. And we just have one more. So you said somewhat less likely, right, for that one?
Sure.
Or did you want the much less likely? I just want to make sure.
Much less likely.
Thank you.
I'm being a good participant. How long does it take you to get somebody?
Oh, you're being great. You're being great.
Right?
Believe me, I'm having a great time speaking to you. Thank you for your time. So this is the last one for this section. And we're about done. Yeah, no problem, of course. Since Elaine Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country. The most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. How does that make you feel about voting for her?
Terrible. She's a bitch. I'm not voting for her now.
Much less likely. Somewhat likely.
Much less likely. We got to take care of her.
Much less likely.
crying out loud.
She's
probably pro-Israel, and she probably hates Palestinians, right? She's probably for genocide.
Wow.
I'm not voting for
Sounds like we have some homework to do, right?
I got some homework to do, for sure.
And one last time, you're going to be asked short questions about August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissioner. Okay, so we're going to just wanting to come back to the choices of commissions of the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today among the following candidates for whom would you vote. So we have the same candidates, Eileen Higgins and Joe Carollo. And so it was just asking a question, would you vote for Elaine Higgins or Joe Carollo for Miami-Dade County Commission?
I guess I'll go with Joe Carollo. They said such nasty things about Higgins, you know?
If the primary election were held for Miami-Dade County, this is another candidate, county commission were held today. We have Elaine Higgins and Miguel Solomon.
We'll go with the Solomon.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today among these candidates, which would you choose? Eileen Higgins or Alfonso Leon? They call him Alfie, it says here.
We'll go with Alfie.
Oh, Alfie. Okay. And just what is the last grade of formal?
What?
Yeah, well, everybody, the good thing about the country is at least you have your right to change your decisions whenever you want. It's your opinion.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. So at the end, this is we're at the end now. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, ma'am?
College. 4 years.
College. 4 years. Great. You sound like an intelligent person. And thank you for your time, ma'am. That completes our survey. And yes, I truly feel for the people out there in the middle, or is it the Middle East, or what do you call that area?
Yeah, that is the Middle East. And the funny thing is that if you do the research, 1948, they drove out all the Palestinians. Like my grandfather was from Shefa Amas. He owned hundreds of acres of olive groves. Very lovely man. Very successful businessman. You know, he was, educated, spoke like five languages. He was terrific. And my grandmother, beautiful woman, same deal.
Right. Well, if people are people, I don't think you can't say, like, just because these people are from there, they're a certain way or I don't like them.
They're awesome people. And for them, for the Palestinians, it has been like trying to have a relationship with a malignant narcissist. That's what it's been like for them. It's terrible.
I know it's been rough for them. I do. I understand. And, everybody has their perspectives and their views on that situation. But whatever it may be, whatever the case may be, I just don't think it's fair to see little kids and families,
destroyed.
Yeah.
So sad.
Basically destroyed. That's kind of sad. Yeah. Very sad. Very sad.
Very.
But thank you. I really appreciate your time. My name is Stanley, ma'am. And I appreciate your time. I appreciate your character. I appreciate your opinions and the strong, you being that strong woman. It's very nice to see that there's still some around like my mom.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you have a good night.
All right. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye. Good night. Bye-bye.